101X, Jason Dick and Friends. Ooh. Cat Lady Regina tweets at Jason Dick AF, says, hearing CJ talk about his early work life reminds me of little boy CJ Morgan. Can we hear some of that? It's so adorable. Is that what somebody else was referencing? Is that Julio was talking to you about this tape player situation here? Is this your old tapes? Is that what I am?
Yeah, it's my old tapes, and I found a tape player in the building so I could convert some of them. Yeah. That's how I got my start in radio, was in second grade. I got a little tape deck.
Wow.
Which of our stations is now off the air because you stole the tape deck from it?
The one that played Lifehouse is Hanging by a Moment all morning long.
Oh, no.
Whichever station did that.
Can we hear some of it? Can we hear some?
I got it in the computer.
Yeah. Okay, we'll have that in just a moment. Yeah. But I want to talk about me right now. So
I'm the star of the show. You're just the reason people tune in.
Huge life-changing announcement I made this week, CJ. My girlfriend is moving in with me in 3 months. A little bit of runway just to be ready.
That's good,
ready
though.
Ourselves.
Yeah.
Are you worried you're taking these things too quickly, Jason? That you maybe want to slow it down a little bit?
Yeah. You know what? Maybe tell her you go month to month, 1 month. Maybe let's get to the fall. Let's get to... it's going to be fine. She's moving in, and her son... Bumbleito is coming with her. I checked. They can't just leave him at the apartment. They will not let him stay there without her. So he's coming as well. We had already sort of pre-decided. So I have there's three bedrooms in my house, but one of them is directly above my room, the master bedroom. Mm-hmm. And so I can't have him clip-clopping around in there all day. Yeah, yeah, precisely. Never mind, is it possible the sound travels upwards? I can. So he's going to be in the other one over on the other side. But he says to me last night, he's over and we were having dinner at the house night.
Papa?
No. But
Papa
he did.
Dick.
This is the first time that I saw him since we did, came to this the arrangement. And she had told me that he was down, excited to move into this new place. But yeah.
What's going to happen to your pool parties?
Same. We'll throw them. I'll pass out by 3 p.m. And then
Nick and I will take over.
Mopping
up.
If it's deemed safe.
I'm excited. Do you know how many girls are going to go there with a bumbleito with his little cuteness?
Children were always welcome at our pool parties. I mean, that was never
part of the
never an issue.
Some were created there.
I don't know. last night he just says to me, he says, Jason, when we move in, what is that room going to be free? And he's pointing at the room above my room. And I was like, what do you mean free? He's like, well, what is that room available? This is the way he talks, by the way.
I was going to say, are you doing a Bumbleito impersonation?
He has an awkward gait and an interesting sort of meter to his speech pattern. He says, is that room available?
You know what that sounds like? Little Rob Gronkowski.
Okay. And I was like, well, I mean, it's going to be empty, but you're going to be in that room over there. And he's like, I know, I like that room, I'll be in that room, but that room is available. And I was like, what are you getting at? And he's like, I just think that room should be my office. And I was like, what are you talking about?
What do you gotta do?
He's like, I want that room for my extra, an extra room. And I was like, so your bedroom is that one, but you need another room? He's like, yes, that will be my bedroom over there, but I'll use that room, to play video games and to do things. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
He gets two rooms?
And I was just like...
I like the idea of him leaving his room like he's going to work and just walks across your house.
Right. In a suit with a tiny little briefcase, little tie.
He's just got a switch in there, I'm going to work.
And Bumbleina is there, and she's laughing through this entire thing, and he's like, what? What is it? What is funny? And she's like, why do you think you get two rooms? Why do you get two bedrooms? And he goes, I don't need two bedrooms. I have a bedroom and I have an office. And I'm like, you're 12 years old.
He sounds like me arguing with my fiance.
What do you mean you need an office? What, you guys argue about the space in the home?
Kind of. It's just so I have an office, which has been deemed the Lego room because it's packed with like swords and Legos and all my stuff. But it's my office. It's also my video game room. But she's like, this isn't your office. And she's like, if we have a kid or if we have another guest, because the important thing, what you got to do is you got to make that second bedroom. You got to put a bed in there. You got to make it the getaway room. to where if y'all are annoyed with each other, if y'all are fighting, or if you just can't sleep, like one person needs to have a room they can go to get away from the other partner.
Okay.
So you got to put a bed up there.
I like this.
No matter what. Yeah. Trust me on that.
Well, I mean, if they're fighting, Jason's like, that's a hotel, right?
Excuse me?
Like you would send the Bumbleina to the hotel.
Oh, never do. No. You don't do that. That's like if the relationship is ending kind of fight. Because you want to be able to, like, the next morning or later on come back and be like, hey, let's talk kind of thing. You know, you just have a separate room where you can get out, you can be alone, you can do your own thing, you can break away from each other. Because otherwise, you'll start going stir crazy, like seeing the same person.
That's good. Jason doesn't understand.
You all have to have your own space is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and that's what I kind of, we joked that that will be her room. And then I'll have the room downstairs and then he'll have the room over there. He's unfortunately going to have to make it without an office, my guy.
I know. What's he going to do? You'll have to find some kind of space for him to work.
This is good, though. I like
him taking over the kitchen table just with all of his stuff and just like, this is why I need an office, Jason.
I appreciate the mature approach that you have here, CJ, because this is not my first time living with a person, but last time I was a real immature jerk then. As a matter of fact,
you mean with somebody you're dating? Because you currently are living with a person.
Oh, right. But no, when I was married, you know, we had...
Decades ago.
We had a guest bedroom that had a bed in it, and I can remember multiple occasions when she would be upset with me, and so she would get up and she would go sleep down there.
Mm-hmm.
And rather than, as you said, each of you have your own space so that you can cool off and whatever... I would just then go get in the bed with her downstairs.
Yeah.
So then she would get up and go back upstairs and get in the bed upstairs, and then I just go get in the bed upstairs because I was a real man.
It also hurt. I did that before. Hurts your feelings.
Yeah.
It makes you feel weird, but you each have to have your own space away from each other, and I think that's so important to living together. And we've all had roommates. We've all dealt with that. That having your own space keeps you sane and keeps you happy. And that's crucial.
Yeah.
So that's not going to be a little boy office. That's going to be,
you know,
her safe space.
I have very little experience being with a person, having a girlfriend.
You lived with a girl?
I did. And I don't think that we ever had a fight where she was like, get out, or she went to go sleep in the couch or something like that. But that would not bother me in the slightest. Because I'd be like, I know I'm right. Like, that's fine. Like, you'll be back.
I know. I'm back.
Just wait. That couch has springs poking up in it. I'll see.
This mentality is possibly what... Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's been holding you back, but certainly been annoying me around here. This I know I'm right, the thing that you have going on there. But,
look, moral superiority will get you through a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Not unemployment, but a lot of things.
Right. If you say so, buddy. I have a feeling that... we're going to have all kinds of Bumbleito content.
You're going to have some good stories, yeah.
Ooh, will he be a special guest in friend?
He asked me if he could do that, and I was like,
I'm not sharing my office.
Maybe,
okay?
I don't know.
He's got to get his own office.
That's what he's really looking for.
I just can't imagine a little kid in a little suit just coming up with his little briefcase. I have work to do.
It's Jason Dick and Friends on 101X.
101X, Jason Dick and Friends with a Bud Light prize pack coming up in just a moment. CJ hanging with us today, and I just told you how Bumbleina, my girlfriend, and her son Bumbleito are moving in a couple of months, and he has already requested an office in my home,
mm-hmm.
which totally normal for...
He's got tiny boy business to do.
12-year-old needs an office. At Elixir says, sounds like Bumbleito watches a lot of streamers. A lot of kids his age are good enough at video games or have the personality to get a large following and make money streaming. Once you start making good money, a lot of those kids leave the bedroom for an office. He mentioned something about... YouTubing and no, because she said, what kind of a 12-year-old has an office? And she said YouTube star.
Yeah.
He said YouTube stars. If I award him an office and then he turns that into a million views Twitch stream following,
and then you get an office. That's how you pay.
Well, see, I'm trying to get some points on this Bumbleito streaming record.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Can I be 20% owner of whatever revenue is generated from this office?
I mean, if it's your internet.
That's a good point.
Well, they can't pay him. He's not old enough, right?
I don't know. What do you mean?
He can't cash checks. That's
right.
Make them write out to Jason Dick Enterprises.
Unless he has some kind of offshore account. Kids are crafty. They do stuff like that.
The under 18 kids can't get paid?
I would assume it goes to the parents, but there's got to be a way with
that's what they do with
Bitcoin
the child stars.
Or you know Venmo. Surely,
yeah. Now if he has have your own YouTube channel potential, surely he can create a fake adult who can sign all these things.
Yeah, but then again, you still have to because Google AdSense still transfers to your bank, right? I don't know, man. The point is I've never become a YouTube star, and it pisses me off that kids just watch these goddamn video. Like, they don't even play. They just watch other kids play in Minecraft hours, and it's like, this isn't even funny. It's just, like, making fart noises and playing sound effects with your mouth while miming what you're doing on a video. What?
Yeah.
It's not...
Dude, here's what makes me mad, is I see this on TikTok all the time, where people, like, you have the person's face, but they've green screened behind them whatever video they're talking about.
And it's kind of, like, shaky, yeah.
Yeah, I don't care about that, but when I can tell that you're just laying in your bed because, like, your neck fat just pinches down there, I'm like, at least sit upright for this video.
Get a
you
fill
jackass.
Light. Like, make it to where the chroma key works a little better.
No, I don't care about that. I'm just saying, I literally just don't do this laying down.
People
don't get a million views when you're laying in your bed.
People talk about gatekeepers in media and the internet got rid of that. No, no, no. We need gatekeepers in media. I'm sick of watching some crap YouTube video or listening to some guy bumble through a podcast and he talks like this, but he heard, and you can't even hear what he's saying. But he got a million listeners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Angry old radio guy shaking his fist at the sky.
I was gonna say, nothing like three almost 40 dudes telling these kids, y'all don't know how to do YouTube videos right. Get it together.
Stupid jump cuts.
Davis the door guy says, sage advice from CJ. The emergency bed is usually cloaked under the guise of guest room, but me and the wife each have a game room slash office. Probably the only reason we didn't fall apart during the pandemic.
Yeah. Oof.
Two game room slash offices, eh?
You also need a beat off garage. let's be honest right there. Sorry to...
You know what? I didn't even think about how this is going to affect my...
It's going to affect that. And hopefully you have an open communication about that, that you're going to have to establish that, like, hey, there's kind of a routine I have. It has nothing to do with you, nothing to do with the amount of times we hang out together, but you need to know there's...
See, I have afternoon nap time that I presume will be unsupervised.
Yeah.
But yeah, because you remember a couple of shows ago, Dave B told us that he's just, you know, he's married kids, that he's just a shower guy now. That's it. That's
man,
all he's
shower,
got.
I can, yeah, that's
what's
weird
up
to
with
me.
That? Lay shower down in guy. The shower?
Why is he in there and the shower's not running?
Punk rock physicist says, give him a media slash playroom. This child is adorable. Hashtag Team Bumbleito. Hashtag Bumbleitoffice. All right. Well played. Speaking of children, what is this? Set this up for me, CJ. So you were a youth. You already knew that you were destined for radio greatness?
Yeah, absolutely. In, I think, second grade, one of the presents I got was a tape deck. And it was those dual record tape decks, and it had a microphone so I could record myself. As I advanced, I would record music. I would prank call local radio DJs and record it when they would play it back and all that stuff.
Wow.
But early on, I would just walk around the house with my tape deck just doing a radio show. And I found one of these tapes, and I'd had it a while ago, but luckily I found a place, and I was able to digitize it. So this is me as a little boy radio host.
Friends and all you dumb jerks, how you doing out there? I'm gonna play a song. Mom, you'll get my organ playing? It's laying on my bed. Okay,
hold on. Hi, all you rich jerks, and what was that?
Hi, all you rich people and jerks.
Jerks.
I don't know where that came from. It's basically the same as my radio show now, but like it's just me insulting people.
And your mom is your producer who's to fetch your organ?
Yes.
I'm playing it on your bed?
Turn it on. Here it is. Hello, everybody. How you doing? We can listen to the song all over again if you want.
Second grade, you're already overplaying the hits. Huh?
I know. See, I was destined to be in radio.
Do you want to
And that was what I would do all day.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm a, you know, as somebody who I'm currently in the hiring process, I hear lots of people's demo these days. It's not the worst.
It's not the worst
that I've heard.
Oh, God, I wish we could put some demos online. Oh. I mean, legally, I don't think we can.
Here's more Jason, Dick, and Friends. 101X.
Serena G tweets at Jason Dick AF, says, CJ, that gave me Wedding Crasher vibes, telling your mom to go get the organ. Mom! The meatloaf! Sorry, I didn't turn CJ on. I know how to run the board and such. And Dan's the Man says, Jason, Bumbleito knows you're weak. He's going to take what he wants from you, just like the dog
just
knocks
like the
over
dog
your trash cans and the kids who play in your front yard. Yeah, and the just multitude of people who park in my driveway. Don't ask. Don't just assume that it's okay to park in my driveway.
How long until you're living up in that spare bedroom upstairs?
Yeah, I don't know,
the
man.
Master suite.
Maybe Bumbleito's what you need to get stuff in order. Like, he'll run off that dog. He'll run off the other kids.
That's his business.
He just stands at the window in his office.
Bumbleina tells me that she's going to be the alpha for me, which I'm like, well, that doesn't sound like something that an alpha would do. But yeah, I've been coming to the realization that I am just a weak man and people will walk all over me, which I know. Sounds crazy because everybody thinks Jason Dick, big bad radio man, don't mess with him. No, actually, you can mess with me. I'm not going to step to you, including a home appliance warranty company who I assume knows nothing about me, but now I feel like they're just trying to. Let's talk about microwaves, guys.
I can smell weakness.
I got a magnetron situation at the house. I guess now, like 3 weeks ago, the microwave stopped working. Because I hate money, I have a home warranty. Doesn't that seem like a sucker bet?
Yeah. Warranties are always suckered.
Oh, you know what it was? Now I remember. It was a gift from my realtor.
Ah.
Yeah. My realtor, when I bought this house, gave me paid for a 10-year home warranty thing. I'm pretty sure.
I feel like they just tacked that somewhere in the closing costs or something. Like, paid for that warranty.
It's like when you buy free shipping items online. It's baked into the cost.
My realtor, longtime family friend, identified me as weak and was like, let me just get some more money out
this.
Of Jason.
He won't know.
I'm going to give him a warranty. So far, every time it's like nothing is covered. And I have to pay a $59.95 service call fee.
It's always some crap. Like, I'm dealing like that with my Nissan right now. And I'm like, wait, but why did I pay for this if my car's leaking and you're not? Oh, $1,000 to fix this thing that I can do it on YouTube for $50? Cool, F you.
Is it just a signal to those people like, hey, this guy was dumb enough to buy the warranty, so he's dumb enough to believe that it doesn't work?
The garage door was broken one time and the guy came over and told me what was wrong with it, but then he's like, we don't have the ability to, you just got to go to Home Depot and get this, and then charge me $60 just to tell me that. The AC guy was over one time. He's like, oh, this is the disastrous problem you have. Well, I was like, well, I have a warranty. He's like, yeah, that's not covered.
Yeah, warranties don't cover crap. They never do.
But finally, I thought it was paying off because the microwave stopped working 3 weeks ago.
And it's like built into the...
Yeah, it is. If you watch the Jason Dick Cribs video we made a million years ago, we make all the jokes around here, hashtag affluence, Affluence Hill, whatever. Mm-hmm. I believe it originated from this part of the thing. Alex is at my house filming the Cribs, and I was like, you got to come check out this microwave because it's just a drawer. You push a button and it comes out like a drawer.
Yeah, let's see this. Hey, nice kitchen. Let me heat something up in your microwave. What? You don't have a microwave? Al contraire, my friend. Swear to God, I can't even give dick for the liquor. Lucky if they get off it.
See that?
What does that say?
Affluence. I think that's... Man, I'm a little worried about that song. That sounded like a lot of language in there.
We're okay.
Okay, it's probably fine. So yeah, I got some fancy microwave, the hashtag affluence microwave. You hit a button, it comes out of drawer, whatever. It broke in 4 years. And I had to call the warranty people, and they come over. A guy looks at it, he says, you got a bad magnetron. And I was like, you just made that word up. That's not a thing. But I found out it is a thing. They said they were going to check on the parts, determine whether they were going to fix it or just replace it. And then I guess they determined, all right, we're going to replace it. And the warranty company emailed me And they said, we recommend the cash option. We're just going to give you cash, and then you can have it replaced on your own. And they offered me $400 plus $70 for the installation. And I was like, oh, hell yeah.
I'm winning.
Hell yeah. I'm going to find somebody to install this thing on the cheap.
You can flip that on some lotto tickets.
Get me a scratch and dent job here. I'm going to pocket like $100 after this transaction. I joked about my affluence microwave. Do you know how much that microwave costs?
No.
It's $1,300.
Oh, my God.
Just search drawer microwave. And yes, they are all four-digit microwaves.
To heat up pizza and popcorn.
Yeah. And so now this warranty company is offering me $470 to replace the $1,300 microwave. What? And what do I do? Do I say no? No, I need $1,300? I was all excited because I thought that finally the warranty thing gods were breaking in my favor, but apparently no. They have just targeted me again as a weak man who knows I'm not going to get on the phone and complain to them that I'm not going to get them. Yeah.
So I do the same thing. Luckily, my fiance is there to Karen up for me, but you got to Karen up about this. You have to.
I'm not very good at carrying.
Is the home warranty people somehow local? Can we do this through the radio?
Can I put pressure on them here? Be like, hey, you think we're playing a lot of Stained now. You don't replace this microwave. You see what do you mean?
But nothing but Stained.
Yeah. No, how am I going to do that? What do I do? So you're telling me I just got to call and yell at them, talk to the manager.
I mean, tell them that you want the, because are they just going to cut you a check?
That's what they wanted to do, yeah.
Well, no, say no. Just you replace the microwave. I have a home warranty to replace the microwave. The microwave is broken. I want a new microwave from you guys.
Yeah.
Mm. You have to stand firm.
And if that doesn't work, let's just put that microwave in my Nissan, leave the keys, someone will steal it, and you'd be like, oh, no, someone stole my microwave, and you'll get an insurance check for it, and then I'll get an insurance for my piece of crap Nissan that leaks for no reason at all.
I'm down for some insurance fraud, but that seemed complicated. CJ.
Yeah, and now that I've said it on air.
Yeah, no, probably in trouble.
Yeah, my microwave was stolen from my coworker's car.
I do like the idea, though, of you just pulling out this old microwave and just putting like a cheap $30 one from Target in that
slot. That's absolutely what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Come to my house in a month. There's just going to be a hole in the cabinetry with a little dorm room microwave that's sitting in it. And I'm like, hey, you guys want Hot Pockets? All right. I want $100 on this transaction.
Here's more. Jason, Dick, and Friends. 101X.
We have a Bud Light prize pack for you to win. And now the off-air fight that we should not put on air. Is this some sort of passive-aggressive move of me? Is this shade right here, Nicholas Hajda?
Does that sound like me?
Yes, very much so.
No,
are you kidding
me? Projecting.
The prize sheet says one 12-pack Bud Light, one all caps lock, one 12-pack Bud Light seltzer. Is this because of last week's disagreement about Carbach, Hopadillos, and six-packs versus
six
cases?
Tickets, yeah. No, not at all. I just want to be very clear and direct with you what we have.
Right. This is a mistake that you made last week that you are now aggressing upon me.
I'm trying to make sure I don't make that mistake again by being very clear with my words and
things. Keep your caps locks away from me, man. Keep your... A Bud Light prize pack could be yours right now. 12-pack of Bud Light, 12-pack of Bud Light seltzer, and a 101X t-shirt. Head to the weekend with that when we play. Go. Push the button. How many times?
Nick that tune.
Nick that tune. Everybody loves to play. Nick that tune. Our contestant is, good morning, Ricky.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Ricky. We're going to, you know how the game works. I'm going to give you a clue, a year, and a clue about a song. It'll include a lyrical reference. Clues sometimes not very helpful, but then you and Nick are going to bid. How many seconds of that song do you need to hear to Nick that tune? Beat Nick, and you're going to get the Bud Light prize pack, all right?
Sounds good, man.
There's a theme as per the usual, and we'll see if you guys can figure that out in just a second. But, hey, CJ, riddle me this.
Yes.
Professional radio DJ. What is the name of this Sublime song?
April 26, 1992. There was a riot on the streets. Tell me where
I'm not trying to embarrass you, shame you.
I don't remember.
Yeah. So the song is called April.
Oh, it's the date. Yeah.
April 29th, 1992. Even
by
though
Sublime.
The lyric, I just said it was by Sublime, Nick. The lyric.
He
says 26. Thanks to
maybe the riot goes on for a couple days.
The fact checking department. We did that song yesterday, and they told me that actually the song, because the contestants said April 24th.
Nice.
They said April 24th. Sorry, yeah. I said actually it's called April 26, 1992. When in reality the song is called April 29th, 1992. And they tell me that Bradley Knoll made a mistake in the song, realized later, so he changed the name of the song, even though he says in the lyrics April 26th, because apparently the rioting started on April 29th.
Huh? Well, look at that.
How about that little historical lesson for you? All right. On to the, glad we got that correction made. On to today's game. Everybody ready? You know what? We haven't even mentioned. Happy Good Friday to the people out there. It's Easter weekend. Your first song comes from the year 2000. Here is your clue. A song from the year 2000. It's Easter weekend. Fun family time. But I tell you what, it's no Christmas. Or better yet, Christmas Eve. Dad went to the store, checked his room. His things were gone. We didn't see him no more. Dick. That's your clue. A song from the year 2000. How many seconds do you need to nick that tune? Nick, you'll start the bidding off.
I can nick that tune in 6 seconds.
6 seconds. Ricky, you can either say less than that, or you can make Nick name it.
Nick, I can do that. I can name that song in 4 seconds.
4 seconds, Nick.
I can nick that song in 2 seconds.
Wow.
Nick that song.
Nick that song. All right, here you go. You said 2 seconds, right?
No, I said eight.
Two seconds. A song from the year 2000. Good luck, my friend.
Woof. Nope. Nope. I have no idea. That's bad on my part. I'm gonna go LFO.
LFO and
LFMAO.
I'm gonna need you to pick on
LFO. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's gonna be incorrect.
Easter song.
Ricky, you can steal if you like. Do you have any idea based on those 2 seconds?
Do I lose any points?
No points. If you just throw something,
lose them all. Lose the game.
No.
No. At first I thought you were doing Run DMC and Hollis Queens when you said Christmas, but that was much earlier than that.
Yeah.
I actually have no clue.
Okay, I'm going to put you down as no guess then. CJ, any idea on this one? It's the breakout hit.
It's not an all-time low, is it?
From Warped Tour band turned pop sensations. One of them was getting it on with Nicole Richie for a little while.
Good Charlotte.
Gross.
Cool. I know this game is going to include Good Charlotte things.
Good Charlotte, Little Things.
I don't remember that song.
The name of that song. I'll tell you what. That record's good, okay? Motivation Proclamation. Go check that jam out and tell me it doesn't get you fired up for the weekend, man. Okay, so Nick, -1. Ricky with 0 in the lead. Let's go to a song from 1992. Your clue, a song from 1992. When I told Bumbleina we were going to Round Rock for Easter brunch, she made a real stink face, to which I replied, whatever, you can never get enough of this stuff. That's your clue. A song from 1992. Nick?
I don't care anymore. What? This game.
What?
We can
make it smarter than Jason every day at this time.
This specific instance of this game, calm down.
Why are you over?
Calm down. Because you're going to play bands I don't know. That's why. I can nick this song. I can nick that tune in 8 seconds.
Okay. Ricky, he says 8 seconds. What do you think, buddy?
Nick, I can nick that song in 4 seconds.
4 seconds.
Makes me think that you know it, which is doesn't matter what I do. But I
make him nick it. Make him nick it.
I need to get it. I can nick that tune in 3 seconds.
Okay, Ricky.
I can nick that song in 2 seconds.
All right, now you can nick that song.
All right. Here's 2 seconds from a song from 1992, Ricky. I don't care if Monday...
That's The Cure, Friday I'm in Love.
That's two points for Ricky. It's Tuesday's gray and Wednesday. Nick is shaking his head. Where are you going to?
Well, give me the famous songs first. So I'm not a 0-1 hole because I don't know Good Charlotte.
You saying this song is bigger than Little Things by Good Charlotte?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Just barely. This song is bigger than everything by Good Charlotte put together.
Okay, it's 2-1, which, Ricky, you play your cards right, you're probably going to win here. But we're going to go to the third one anyway, a song from 2001. Your clue, 2001. Okay, this one barely fits the theme and is a Nick That Tune repeat. Sorry, I'm useless, but not for long. That's your clue from a song from 2001. Ricky, you have control of the board. What do you think? How many seconds? 2001.
I can nick that tune in 5 seconds.
5 seconds. All right.
I can nick that tune. No, I can nick that tune in 1 second.
Okay.
Nick it up, baby.
You don't know strategy. You needed to say, okay, here's your 1 second, a song from 2001.
That is all in your head.
You got this, Nick. I mean, come on, you got
Gorillaz,
this.
Gorillaz, Clint Eastwood.
That is correct. Can't happen. Back in the game. Game's over. Ricky wins 2-1. You're supposed to tell him to name it. That way he gets it wrong, then you get 2 points, you tie. That's the strategy. Strategy.
But if he gets the 1 second, then he's going to know it.
I don't have any idea.
You don't know strategy for games.
Oh, I don't know strategy. What was the theme?
I don't know. Friday, Monday, good things.
Good Charlotte, Friday, I'm in love. Good Friday, Clint Easter.
Oh, Jesus.
What?
I like that I just got really excited for the bench players getting a dunk in garbage time. I should pay attention more.
It's all right, CJ. We're just happy you're here.
That's good. All right. We got to go. CJ, thanks for being here.
Yeah,
my guy.
Thanks for having me.
Listen to CJ 2-7 on 101X, Monday through Friday. Sometimes it'll be little second grade CJ popping in. Sometimes grown up adult CJ. As always.
Same humor.
Jay, watch out because things are broken.
Woo. Zach from New Braunfels says, Bumbalina's moving to the Dick House. White Ranger getting the boot. The dick pull is destroyed. Nick doesn't want you to tell him what not to do, but what to do. Can you tell him and us what day it is?
It's Friday. Gotta get down on Friday.
Look at that, guys. Didn't forget this week.
Good job.
But just, yeah. Have a fun, safe, happy weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday. Come on, Jesus.
It's Jason, Dick, and Friends on 101X.